Okay, today's daf is Chagiga daf Yud Daled, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis on the third white line. Still talking in the Agadata related to different malachim and different parts of the vision that Yeshayahu and Yechezkel saw, as we continue in the Maaseh Merkava part that we're allowed to be involved in. Okay, says the Gemara, Kasuv Echad Omer, third wide line, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Kasuv Echad Omer, Aleph Alfin Yisham Shunei. There are thousands of angels that serve him. Veribo Rivivan Kadamohi Yukumun. And there are tens of thousands that stand in front of him. Because of Echad Omer, and a different pasuk says, Hayish Bispar Ligdudav. Is there a number? It's infinite. So is there a number? Though it might be in the tens of thousands, or is there no number? So, a couple of answers. Answer one, Lokasha, Kabbaz Bansha, Besa Migdash Kayim, Kabbaz Bansha, Inna, Besa Migdash Kayim. As we had yesterday, right? It depends. Bismana Migdash, there were more angels. There was more divine providence that was evident, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spiritual servants, which reflect that divine providence. Kaviyachol, Shadismata, Pamlaya Shamala. So once they're after the Churban HaBayit, there was more Hester Panim, and there was less, so to speak, Tzva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upstairs. Tanya, Rebbe Omer Mishum Abi Yosef Ben Dustai, El Alpha Yisham Shunei Mispar Gdud Echad. That's one group. Thousands, the numbers, there are different groups of, within each group, there are thousands. And that pasuk, ulugdu da bein mispar, but to the number of groups, that's infinite. So it describes each group of malachim, but again, they themselves are infinite. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba amar, elef alfin yisham shunei lenahar dinar. They're all infinite, but out of the fiery river, again, a spiritual idea, so there are thousands from that river. Shneamar Nahar Dinar Nagid Fenafek Min Kadamohi Elef Alfin Yisham Shunei V'Ribo Rivar Kadamohi Yukumun. So they come out of that Nahar Dinar. And again, different opinions in the Rishonim. The Rambam says, I have to remember that Malachim, as we said, quoted the Rambam yesterday, are different levels of beings that have a different quality of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the higher we get, the more spiritual there are, and we can't fathom it. Just like, you know, an animal cannot fathom what it's like to be a human being. It's just out of their realm of capability. You try to ask a dog what it's like to be a person, he just can't do it. Right? It's just beyond their asaga. And if you ask a plant to figure out, to feel what an animal is like, again. So again, every time we go up, we can't fathom it, even though the ones above do have recognition of what the one below is. Right, like we can know what an animal is, an animal can know what a plant is. So too, the angels, the malachim are higher levels, and each level of malachim cannot fathom what the upper one, upper not in place, but in qualitative understanding of God. So that you can't fathom. That's what it's talking about here, the different levels of being. And again, we can't really understand or comprehend what they are, because, you know, we are not on that level. How did Chazal understand and describe it? A, based on psukim, and through they had misoras. Not that they really understood the malachim, but they had misoras based on what they received from their rabbi, going all the way back. Meheichan nafik, where does this river go out from? Fourth to last line, mizeyasan shel chayos, from the zeya, from the perspiration of the chayos, the higher level angels. Ulheichan shafik, and where does it go down on this river of fire? Amar azutra batuvya amarav al rosh rishayim begehenim. The heads of the rishayim, they get it. Shneamar hinei saras Hashem chema yatsa v'sa'ar mischolel arosh v'shoim yachul. The winds and the storm of Hashem's anger. And it'll go on to the heads of the Rishayim. V'vachem Yaakov omer al asher kumtu, on those that were kumat. Kumtu, those that were folded over. What does that mean? So let's keep reading. Shneamar asher kumtu v'lo ace, those that were folded over, not at their proper time. Nahar yutzak yisodam, the river will be their base. So that's what the Rav Yaakov says. It will be on those that were kumat. We'll see better what that means in a minute. Tanya Amr Shivin Achasid, what is this referring to? Who were folded over? Eilu shamios v'shivin v'arba ruchos shekumtu lihi baros kodem shenivra ha'olam. Velo nivra'u. These were the 974 generations that were supposed to be born before the world was created. Velo nivra'u. They were not created. Rashi says on top, Nigzer aleihem lihi baros lios kodem matat Torah. There was supposed to be 1,000 generations before the Torah was given. As the Pasuk says, Davar Tziva, this thing, the Torah, was commanded le'elev dar, at the end of 1,000 generations. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that it wasn't going to happen. If I wait too long, the world would just cease to exist. So after 26 generations, if you do the math, 26 generations, 10 generations to Noah, 10 generations to Avraham, and then after Avraham, you have 6 more. You have Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Levi, and Kehas, and Amram, and Moshe. That's it, 6 generations from the 10 and the 10, right? Easy to remember. And then the Torah was given, Nitna L'sof Chav Vav Doros, May Adam HaRishon Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world would not be able to exist, and therefore he had to create the world. He had to give the Torah right after 26 generations. Says the Maharal in Netivos Olam in Netiv Abusha, Shelofi Madregas Uma'alas HaTorah, Shehi Lamala Mi Madregas HaOlam, Lo Hayaroi Shetetzi HaTorah LaOlam, Rak La'achar Elav Dor. From the Torah's perspective, so to speak, the Torah's, the Kedusha of the Torah, it should have been 1,000 years. There is such a vast difference between the inherent mahus of the Torah to this world, so there had to be a lot more time for the world to be, you know what, ready for getting the Torah. But the world wouldn't have been able to exist. The world could only exist with the Torah. Yom Hashishi, the whole world was held in abeyance until Hashishi, the 6th day of Sivan, to know if the Jews would accept the Torah. The Ad Mispar Chavav, up till 26. What's 26? Says the Maharal. That is Keneged Shem HaMiyuchad, that's Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke, that's 26. Shemisparo Chavav Shemei Ito Achesed Vaharachamim. Once you got to Shem Hashem of Rachamim, so then the Torah could be given. Even the Torah should have waited 1,000 generations, but the world can't exist. So once you get to Midas Arachamim, Haya Olam Kayam Mitzad Arachamim. That's why David HaMelech in Tehillim said 26 kilo Olam Chastos, because that is Mitzad Achesed, that is 26. Aval Yosef and Chavav Doros in Kiyam Lahem. There wouldn't have been a Kiyam Ulakach, and therefore it was given after 26. You have the counter pressure. Really, you should have waited more because of the Torah, but then because of the world, you had to give the Torah earlier, writes the Maharal. And that is why these are the 26 generations that the Torah was given after, and the 974 generations that were removed, so to speak. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shtalan b'chol dar v'dar. Hashem took those generations and put a few of them into each and every generation afterwards. The hein azi panim shebedar. And they are the brazen ones. They're the ones that caused trouble. The ones that were supposed to be created before the world was created. Why are they upset? Maybe they were delayed. We want to be there before the Torah was given. Somehow, they're the brazen ones. Shebedar. Let's continue for a minute. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Actually, stop there for a minute. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, Vitradon. On the first Tosfos, V'igal amad amar v'shtolon pirish Rashi lafi lashon rishon nasan nishmasan begehenim v'lo nivru. Some say they were never created; their neshamas were just put away. Right, that was the first day in the Gemara on the bottom. Right, this fire goes onto the rosh of the Rishon begehenim. These are the people who aren't created. But Tosfos is bothered. What they do wrong? They just were never created. V'chi avid dina b'lo dina u'chima pashul lios begehenim. What they do wrong? So Tosfos says you got to read all the opinions of the Gemara as one opinion. V'nire lefarish v'teredot shalom nivru b'yachad, ki im ma'at v'chol dar v'adar, k'day shal yachrivu ha'olam. Right? Generations that were going to be created without the Torah can't fathom those types of generations. Right? So that is why Avraham Avinu came to it on his own. But what about all the other generations possibly that if would have been different, would have been after Moshe without the Torah? So it couldn't have been, so they would have been machriv of the world. So that's why Hashem split them up. They still caused problems, but that's why they were punished. But it wasn't punished from before, it was punished afterwards. Okay, that is pshat number one of Kumtu, of what that pasuk means in Eov. Says the Gemara, second idea, V'arachar by Yitzchak, Amar Asher Kumtu, Livracha hu dichsev. It's a positive. What does that mean? Elu tamid chachamim, Shem mekamtin. The Gersa of others, Ravi Bachiazin, Shekam Makamtin, it's Atzman Mishena, Al Divrei Torah, Ba'olam Azeh. those tzaddikim who take away sleep from their from themselves, they sleep less in Olam Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magal Lemsod Olam Haba, right? A very fitting Gemara to do as we are in the week of Slichos, when we are makamate ourselves from Sheina and Olam Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Magala secrets in Olam Haba. Shneamar Nahar Yutzak Yisodam. Right, the a good river now. This is not a river of punishment of the from the river of fire, but this is, he gives them Yisodam for the word sowed, not for the word Yisod, and that's the secrets of the Torah are given to them. We know in Pirkei Avos, one of the midos HaTorah nicknames by him is Miut Shena. Miut Shena is one of the midos. Again, it does not mean that we're not supposed to sleep at all. Human beings need sleep. But as it says, Miut Shena, Miut Tainug, as long as it is the proper amount. It's the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch quotes that a person should get 6 hours of sleep every night. That's what he says. The Rambam quotes eight. The Rambam didn't get eight. But the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch quotes 6 hours of somebody's kavua, that should be enough. But again, many busy people out there get less than that, get more than that. Different people need different amounts of sleep. The Gemara says in Eruvin that the daughter of Rav Chisda, one saw Rav Chisda, who was exhausted, and said, Dad, Abba, you should get a little more sleep. Barati to Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda, lo boy mar main and porta. Sleep a little more. So Rav Chisda said there'll be plenty of time to sleep. Amar le hashta asu yome da arichi vikatini v'neinim tuva. I'll sleep plenty there. Meanwhile, I got a lot to do. That's a couple of lines of that Gemara, very powerful. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, anan poale diyamama anan. We're day laborers. We got a job to do. We're workers. What, if somebody goes to sleep on the job, well, they're supposed to do a job? Can't go to sleep on the job. I don't care if you're tired. You're working for me. Anan, poale diyamama anan, says the Gemara. Rav Achar bar Yaakov, di yazif upara. Right, we have to borrow and we'll pay back another time. Meanwhile, we have to, right, we're not going to get busy ourselves right now. And we know the greats of throughout the generations somehow try to take sleep away from themselves in order to learn it, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the Hagdama to the Pa'as HaShulchan. Pa'as HaShulchan is a popular sefer these days in terms of Shemitah coming up. So Pa'as HaShulchan, we saw Mishklov, one of the star students of the Vilna Gaon, even though he only knew the Vilna Gaon in the last few months of his life. But he made such an impression, the connection that he had. He was with him, Yomam Valayla. So that's why we have the Pa'as HaShulchan is known as one of the great students. So there, in the Hagdama to the Pa'as HaShulchan, which is his sefer, Mitzvah Satulias Baharetz, where he writes that the Shulchan Aruch wrote the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah wrote the Mapa, the name of the Ramah's commentary, the tablecloth over the table, over the Shulchan Aruch. So the Rav Yisrael Mishlov wrote the Pa'as HaShulchan, the corner of the table. Because these areas of Halacha, which the Shulchan Aruch didn't talk about, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Hilchos Demai, Ma'aser Sheni, Leket Peah, right, many of the Halachos that the Shulchan Aruch did not cover. So there he writes, in one of the paragraphs, he says that there were, he says, let me tell you a little bit about the learning of the of the Grapa Mechad, Amar Agon Zazal Batilas Yudches, Ubal Agalach Haritz Susim, Vishem Hayakal Shalov, Vinisha Rekam, Shachaz Labesa, Lama Termitoch Atachaka Gadol. He was learning, and there was a wagon with all his food. He didn't stop learning, and he kept learning, because he wanted to focus. Oyesoger Bayom Chalonos Beis Limudo. He used to close the windows. They don't want to be distracted from always outside. He used to close the windows, talking about the Gra. Vayalomi La'ar Haner. Kadesha Yaval Baluhu Ain Adam. Vekacha Darko Bime Kharfobi Gazal Ali Matora Lishma Vayachozer Kol Talmud Bavli Kol Chodesh Kol Yamav. His whole life he finished Shas every month. Okay, let's continue. What does that have to do with us? He's going to get to the Gra's way of preventing himself from sleeping. He says, "V'kon da shoy lemikra benu chasid v'kadosh v'yigiyaso Torah kadosha ein l'saper shechozer lemeos va'alafim kol perek u'mesechta." And this is from an Eid Re'iyah. He used to review every perek 1,000 times. U'meirov chavivusei l'Torah kadosha, because he loved Torah so much. Hayachozer pam achas balayla arucha shebeteves mishna achas miseder taras kol alayla. He'd go over a mishnah and say the taras all night, over and over and over again. Hayachozer bimei charfo b'choref shishkor kasheh. It's freezing in Vilna, over there. B'cheder shlohusak tanur beis achoref, in a room that did not have heat. V'hayalo klimayim karim. He had a cold bowl of water. Right, the ice water. It's right here. Shayanosein raglo b'mayim shalo yishan. He used to put his feet in the water. He wouldn't fall asleep. To keep talking about the girl, you need a whole sefer, but let me just tell you a couple of stories. Then he gets into a couple of stories, the story about the Mesechah Sukkah, and a lot of stories here, right here in the Akdama. But the one that's important for us is, relating to the Gemara here, that he was Makamate, Tamid HaChamer, Makamate Atzman B'Divrei Torah. That was the Gra, that's what the Gra did. Right? He kept Miyut Shena, he kept it from his eyes. Amalei Shmuel, about the sixth line or so, seventh line, Amalei Shmuel, L'chiyabara, Baruria. Shmuel says, L'chiyabara, Baruria, let me tell you something. Learned one. Ta Eimalacha Milsa Me'ani Mili Ma'al Yasa, Tavi Amar Avuch. Let me tell you something that I learned from your father. Let me tell you, I learned from your father, Rav. Kol Yoma V'Yoma Nivron Malachei Hashareis Minahar Dinar V'Amri Shiru Batzli. Every day, Malachim are created from the river Dinar, and they say Shira, and all of a sudden they disappear. Okay, this has to, we have to relate this to the Ramban that we quoted yesterday, that everything was created on day one, all the Neshamas were created on day one. So maybe all the Neshamas were created, but Malachim weren't created. Maybe there's a chilek between Neshamos and Malachim. That then the, every neshama, the Ramban said, is put into the goof whenever it's ready. But here, all the there is neshamas that are created and they disappear. Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, every time we do a mitzvah, we create a proklet echad. There you also see some type of bria throughout history. These malachim obviously have no purpose except to say shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they disappear. A malach has a shlichus. If the shlichus is finished, then it ceases to exist. Shneamar chadashim labakarim rabba emunasecha. So new, chadashim labakarim, new in the morning. So the new malachim. Right, we use this pasuk also by the first for Ketores every day. Chadashim labakarim rabba emunasecha. Upliga d'reshua barachmeni. Pliga what? What's he arguing on? Tosfos. Shehu omer. Shah malachim nivra'im b'dibur hamakom. V'lo mina hardinar. The following shita holds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dibur creates the malachim. Upliga Rav Shmuel Nachmeni. Dabar Rav Shmuel Nachmeni. Amar Rav Yonasan. Kol dibur v'dibur shi'az v'azvi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nivra mimeno malach echad. Shneamar b'dvar Hashem. Shamayim na'asu. V'ruach piv kol tzva'am. Right? Somehow a malach, whatever that means, again, different ideas, created whenever Hashem speaks. One could say that that's why after the Churban HaBayis, there's less malachim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dibur, so to speak, is less. Kazav Echad Omer, Levushe Kislad Chivar. Now we have anthropomorphism at its best, right? His Levush is like white snow. Usa'ar Rosha Ka'amar Nike. And his hair is like clean wool. Viksiv Kvutzo Saftal Talab Shechoros. Ka'orev. Is it white? Is it black? His locks are like black. Meaning, does he look like an old man? Does he look like a young bacher? Lokasha kam b'yeshiva kam b'vachama. It depends whether it's at a time when he is sitting or during wartime. Damar mar. En l'chana b'yeshiva el azakein. Sitting, judging that the godless is great to be an elder. Vein l'cha no'e b'molchama ela bacher. So the Rach, Rebbeinu Chananel here, though he said it yesterday, he feels the need to say it again today. Chas v'shalom. It's one of the yisodos. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a goof, he doesn't have hair, he doesn't have clothing, as we'll see, is all somehow to, from our perspective, that Kadosh Baruch Hashem ish v'lchama, Hashem shemo, right? And from our perspective, he girds himself, like, he acts like he helps us in war. So he helps us in war. That is the reflection of a young general, and he helps us, you know, during our lifetime when he's not in war. So that is where he gives off the reflection of being someone old. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel himself. He says, "Vizet davar mochiach." Right, this itself, this Gemara proves that it's all a simon, because how could one being look differently at different times? So that itself shows it's all a mashal. The zedav mochiach she'ein sham demus, that there isn't a demus. She'ilu haya tamid echad o demus bachur laolam o demus zakin laolam, says the Rach, ela laolam ela medcha she'ein sham demus klal. Right, if he was really telling you the mahus of the being, then it would be the same always. The fact that it changes shows that it's all how we perceive, but not the what's real, Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, that is beyond human comprehension. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara, first medium line. Kasav Echad Omer Karse Shaviv in Dinar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne is fiery flames. The Kasav Echad Omer, right, this is probably the heaviest anthropomorphism. One of the stories, the Gemara is in all of Shas, that has the most anthropomorphism and the deepest, because it goes through details. Right, details. Fiery throne, v'ksiv echad omer, adi kar savan remiv, v'atik yomin yasiv. Thrones, right, in plural, kar savan. So is it Hashem have a throne, or one or more? Lokashe echalo, v'echal David. He has a throne, but David also has a throne. Kidetanya, echad lo, v'echad David. Divir Rabbi Akiva. Akiva said, there's a throne for David HaMelech also. Amar Rabbi Yossi Eglili, again, up in Shemayim, there's no David HaMelech guf. There's only David HaMelech Neshama there. Again, whatever it means, there's a place for David HaMelech. V'echad David, kidetanya, echad lo, v'echad David, divir Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yossi Akiva. And mazeh ata ose, shechina cho'o. What are you doing? You're comparing, you're putting something on the same pedestal as the Shechina, David and Hashem together. How can you do that? Ela echad l'din v'echad l'tzaka. It's both HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne. One's din, one's mishpat, and one's tzaka. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili got very upset. Amazing ha'ara. The Magalias Hayam says that the Lashon here in Sanhedrin Lamed Ches, but there's also Gabzav. He says, Ad Masai, how long are you going to do this for? So it sounds like he did it before. It sounds like this isn't the first time that Rabbi Akiva is mashve. Kvod Rabo to Kvod Nivra. Right? That's what it sounds like. He says, how long are you going to do this for? But this is the only time. It sounds like there's a history behind this. It says the Magali Sayam, the Gemara that we like to mention, Shimon HaAmsuni. Right? Shimon HaAmsuni, Chemi HaAmsuni, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Psachim, a few places in Shas, where it says that Shimon HaAmsuni darshaned every S in the Torah. And he couldn't figure out, as Hashem Elokech HaTira. So what did he do? He threw it away. So somebody did say, Rebbe, how could you stop darshaning Essen? Well, because you can't figure one out. So he says, "Kishem shikibalti schar la drisha, kacha kabel schar la prisha." I'm going to get schar. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm moda la ms. It must be that s and r aren't meant to be darshan because this one I can't figure out. Until Rabbi Akiva came and said, "S hashem kechatira la rabos tamidei chachamim." So there too, he's mashva. S of Hashem is to include tamidei chachamim. That's what Rabbi Shmuel is getting so upset about. Suggest the Magali Zayam. He says, it's the same machlokas. That one also your mashveh. Kvod Evel, Kvod Kona. What are you doing, Rabbi Akiva? And he says, Lili answers, that really it's din and staka. Amazing, putting these two Gemaras together. Chagigu Yedalin and then the Gemara in Psachim, Baba Kama, Vachulu. Kibla Minei or lo Kibla Minei? Did Rabbi Akiva accept the Musar? Right, did he accept the fact that you can't darshan that David HaMelech has a throne in Shamayim? Okay, I don't know if we have any evidence that if he went back to, on the other drasha, Pasha's not, because that's quote la halacha, the rabos tamidei chachamim. But at least this is a little more extreme, giving David HaMelech a throne. So did he accept it or not? So Tashma, you see the following brisa that he did accept it, because Tashma echal din veechal etzdaka, div Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva quotes that which Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosef Lili said earlier. Here Rabbi Akiva quotes it. Amalor Rabbi Blazer ben Azari himself though doesn't like that pshat. He quotes Akiva, Malacha Eitzel Agada. What do you do giving Agada to Klach Vidabrosecha Eitzel Negam Ba'alas? Go back to Negam and Alas. Go back to Tuvvatara. Go back to Lumdis and Halacha. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elzbar Azariah, maybe alluding to the Ha'ara of the Maritz Chayis that we had back in Mesechas Moed Katan, I think, at the end of Moed Katan, where there was one Rav that came into the Beis Medrash. And he gave a drasha. And the Olam HaSedrash is like, what is he doing here today? He's never here. It must be a simon, right? It was about the person who was in Chayrim. It was a man in Chayrim, and he came and said, how could you put him in Chayrim? Even the Chayrim of the Shivcha of Rebbe wasn't his batel until a certain amount of time passed. So they asked, what's he doing here today? So the Maritz Chai is there. The other Moed Katan said, well, there were different Bati Medrash shows in the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara. There were Bati Medrash shows for Halacha, and there was Bati Medrash shows for Agada. And they were osek in different things. So this was, if you look throughout Shas, the Maritz Chai is quoted, that Amora was always osek in Agada. That was his base manager. All of a sudden, he showed up at the base manager of Halacha today. What's he doing here? They took it as a simon, that they shouldn't annul the Shamta, the excommunication, so soon. So here too, maybe that's what Elizabeth Azari is saying, Akiva, you're usually in the Negam and Alas base manager. What are you doing here? Echad, rather, what does it mean? Echad, lekise, the Echad, lisharafraf. What does it mean? The two thrones, one for God's throne, so to speak, and one for his footstool, one for the ottoman, right? One for the where he puts his feet. kaviyochol. Kisei lecheva lov shrafrav lahadom raglav shneamar hashamayim kisi v'haaretz hadom raglai. Right, both referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Again, what does that mean? Maybe it means direct hashgacha versus somewhat indirect. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's hadom raglav. Right, different again visions of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why does the Lord of Nazari Dafka say go back to Negoim and Ahalus? First of all, it's interesting that Ahalus and Negoim, the order is switched. Because of Engel, Ahalus comes before Negoim in Shas. But here it says Negoim and Ahalus. But why does he Dafka pick that? Why doesn't he say go back to Baba Kama? Go back to Nezikin. He Dafka says Negoim and Ahalus. Why Dafka those? So says the Iyun Yaakov, right here in the Ein Yaakov, he's being merames him that he needs a kapara. Right, Negoim and Ahalus. He says it's a kapara. Right, that he's referring to the earlier shita that Rabbi Kiva had. You put David HaMelech with Hashem, you know what? You're right to be osek in negaim, right, which is a negat saras, which gives kapara, lakach, yasu benegam ba'alos, kima dechsiv, zos toras ha-metzora, v'chein zos ta-tora, adam kiyamos ba'ohel, ukadashina gavi toras ha-karbanos, dava ki'ilu, hikriv elu ha-karbanos, wadina osek, b'tor benegam, of toras meis, ba'ohel, hu mechaper alav, kilu ba'o alav yisurin shal negayim, umisa mimarkato. Avagav the matzin, and he continues. That's what he's being alluding to him here, the negayim and the alav, that it should be osek. Okay, weiter. Kiyasa revdimi, Amar Shmona Asar Klalos Kilo Yeshayo Es Yisrael Yeshayo. Right, sometimes it's spelled with a vav, sometimes it's spelled without a vav at the end. Some also have there's a discussion in the postgame about naming after someone who had a tragic ending of their life. We find in the Gemara, we've had already, people have been named after people who died young. But that is a discussion in the postgame. Some say Yeshayo, which is a common name to be used, so they switch the vav, because Yeshayo, right, Yeshayahu did not have a proper, you know, misa. That's why they changed the Yeshaya, take away the vav. So they say that's how gets the schuyos of the name, but doesn't get the actual name. So here Yeshaya. So the Gemara is always Yeshaya. So close kilo Yeshaya is Yisrael. Yeshayahu gave Bnei Yisrael 18 curses. Veloniskara daitu acharmalem amikra azeh, and he didn't stop until the following pasuk. Yirevu anar bezakein, the young will overcome the old, vahanikla benichbad, and the one who is lowly benichbad, and those who are honorable. Shmona asar klalos by ninu, what are the 18 klalos dechsif? Because Yeshayahu says that the following people will be removed from Yerushalayim. Kinei ha'adon Hashem tzvakos meisir b'Yerushalayim Yehuda. The following, and we're going to darshan all of these, what these are afterwards. But they're all strong representatives and needed people for Klal Yisrael, and they were all taken out. Mash'ein u'mash'eina kol mishan lechem v'chol mishan mayim, any support of bread and water. Gibar v'yesh melchama shofet navi kosim zakein sar chamishim nesu panim. Now the rest of this pasuk we had a couple of days ago, right? We had, this is what you teach Maisa Merkava to, a person who has these midos. Nesu panim v'yois v'chacham charashim v'navon lachash v'nasati, and I take all those people away. V'nasati na'arim sareyem v'sa'alulim yim shalubam, those who mock will be Moshel v'gomer. So who are all these people that will be removed? All of them are 18 altogether. Mish'an elu ba'alei mikra. They are those who can learn Tanakh. Mishana elu ba'alei mishnah. Kagon Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'chaveirav. They were all removed. Pligi ba rev papa v'rabanan. Chad amar sheish meos. What did they used to have? So some say sheish meo sidre mishnah. V'chad amar shva meo sidre mishnah. Wow, we think six sidarim are a lot. Learned that from the pasuk in Shabbos Laman Aleph. But yeah, they used to have 600 or 700 sidarim. Explains the Reb Reuven Margolis in Yisod HaMishnah v'Arichasa, this little sefer, a little book about that he wrote. I think I wrote it right. That he wrote related to the beginnings of the Mishnah. He said that in the days before Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, even all the different Batei Medrash, they had things written down. They wrote down their Rebbe's Psakim, Machlokes, and this is the halacha of our Rebbe, the Machlokes. There were hundreds of discussions. That's what's being referred to here. And when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was going to write the Mishnah, he filtered all of those discussions. Some of them he took purely from one base medrash. I took this whole masechta from here, and others he put together different discussions. That's what it means here, that there was Mishnah. There were sources written down even before Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. We're going to get to another raya of this, Be'ez Hashem, soon. That's the 600 and 700 Mishnayos. Kol Mishan Lechem Elu Baalei Talmud. Shneemar Lechu Lachmu Balachmai Vishtu Bayayin Masachti. Right, eat from my bread and drink from my mixed wine. So that's the referred to the Baalei Talmud that were removed. V'chol Mishan Mayim Elu Baalei Agada Shemoshkin Libo Shal Adam Kemayim Agada. Right, water brings people in just like Agadata. Right, when you want to opi shovel a chol nefesh, it's always good to tell a story. Right, Agadata. Everybody loves a story, but also Agadata is more open to people than halacha. Next, Gibor. Zeha miskaber bi yitzro, the Bach adds in, or argues is about Shmuos, the ish kosei, ish milchama, zeshe yodea lisa velitin memachapta shal Torah. Right, those who to fight in Torah. Shofet zedayin, shizondin emes lamito, all judges were removed, navi kemashmao, navim, koseim ze melech, shemar vekesem al sifse melech, zakein zeshe ra'ui li yeshiva, a zakein is somebody who is ra'ui for, to be yoshev bahalacha, Sar Chamishim, Al Tigri Sar Chamishim, El Asar Chomshin. What does that mean? Zeshe Yodea Lisa Velitain Bechamishe Chomshe Torah. That he who is able to be involved in Chamishe Chomshe Torah. Dover Acher, Sar Chamishim, Kidri Rabbi Yavo, a different shot. Chamishim doesn't mean Chamishe Chomshe Torah. Interesting that it's called, by the way, Chamishe Chomshe Torah. What does the word Chumish mean? Chumish is from the word Chamisha. Chamisha Chumshe Torah. I think I said over once a year or two ago, what's the double lashon of Chamisha Chumshe Torah? Chamisha Torah. Because even though it's five, it's really one unit. It's five that each part is one-fifth. Chamisha but Chumshe. We have to look at the Torah as a unit, even though we split it into five, we have to make sure it is a unit, obviously from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we double the lashon. But it comes from the Gemara, the Lashon, right here. Dabar Acher, again, Sar Chamishim, Kidr Biavo, Dabar Biavo, Mikash im Amidin Miturgaman ala Tzibur, Pachos Vachamishim Shana. A Miturgaman, the one who is Mashmia, the words of Torah to the Tzibur, it's got to be at least 50. Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Rashi quotes in the Bar Rabbi Nachananel, the Darshan or the Miturgaman, even the Miturgaman. V'nisu panim, zeshe nosim panim l'doro, ba'avur l'mala. Nisu panim means shows favor. So someone who the Hashem shows favor to, and that is mezaka the entire door. Kegon, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, like the Gemara says elsewhere, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the whole world is fed before Chanina b'ni. L'mata, or kegon, or he's shown favor from l'mala, or l'mata, kegon, Rabbi Avo, be'kesar. Rabbi Avo is shown favor by the authorities. So either of those, all these people were also removed. I mean, there was nobody who was shown favor. Yo'etz she yodea la'aber shanim l'kvoa chadashim. Yo'etz, someone who has a certain level of wisdom in order to write the calendar. Right, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, all of the details of the calendar, the ones who can figure out whether you need an extra month or an extra day. So that's referred to by Yo'etz. The Chacham ze Talmud Machkim es Rabosav. Chacham is a Talmud that is Machkim es Rabbi, like the Gemara says in Machkis and Tainus, that the greatest teacher that a Rebbe has or is Talmidim, right? And we Talmida Yosef Mikulam. The Ben Yehoyada says right here which Gemara, which story in Shas illustrates this the most, that the point of a Talmud is not only to listen to his Rebbe, but to be Machkim es Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Ben Yoyada right here. Remember the story in Bab Metzia. The end of Rabbi Yochanan, Rachmana Litzlan, caused, indirectly, the death of Rabbi Reish Lakish after the insult. Remember the story? And after the death, he couldn't deal with it. And he used to go around the whole world looking for somebody to learn with. And they gave him somebody to learn with who brought tons of rayas. Everything he said, he said, I can bring you 24 rayas to what you said. Rabbi Yochanan says, you think I'm interested in that? Heichad Bar Lakisha, the Gemara said. Where are you, Bar Lakisha? Where are you, Bar Lakisha? Every time I said something, he asked me 30 questions on it. And through those questions, I had to think about it again. I had to formulate it again. And everything became clear. Everything became clear through his questions. Heichad Bar Lakisha. Those the famous lament that he had. Until, as well, the Gemara ends off, until Rabbi Yochanan went out of his mind. He lost his mind. And the Talmidim davened for him, and he died. That's the end of that Gemara. Also, Rechai Shulevitz points out, based on that Gemara, amazing, putting that Gemara with the other Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons. beginning of Brachas, that he was able to deal with, Rachmana Litzlan. But losing his Chavrusa, losing his Talmud, he couldn't deal with it. Rabbi Yochanan, his Mahus was Torah. Okay, the Chacham Zeh, Talmud, maybe Torah was what got him through the other tragedies in his life. But once he lost the Torah, you know, that was it. The Chacham Zeh, Talmud, Amachim, and Shabosav. Charashim, what does that mean? B'shosha poseach v'divrei Torah, kol na'asin k'charashim. Charashim, charash means from the word silent. When he starts giving a shiur, everybody else closes their mouth. When he starts talking in Torah, nobody else can say anything. Charashim. V'navon, zehamevin, dover mitov dover. Lacha, he understands something from right the level of chachma bina v'das. Bina's understanding something from what's given. Application. He's roy to be given Torah, given over Torah that was given in Lachash. What does it mean that it was given over in Lachash? Different pshatim. Some say that it was given over so that the prosecuting forces in the world didn't get it. Some say this means he's roy to even get Ma'aser Merkava, which is given over in Lachash. V'nasati. Remember, these are all the 18 curses of Yeshayahu Hanavi. V'nasati na'arim sarehem. By v'nasati na'arim sarehem. What does that mean? Amr Blazer, Elu b'nei Adam, shem minu'arin min ha-mitzvos. Na'ar is from the word minu'ar. Na'ar, youth, means minu'ar, shaking off from. They're empty. They're empty from mitzvos. Interesting, maybe that's where the word na'ar comes from. Na'ar is from the word minu'ar. There are no mitzvos. So they will take over. V'ta'alula mimshalubam, the mockers will take over them. Amar Rav, Amarav, Papa, or depending if they change in the bottom, Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, Tali b'nei Tali, foxes, son of foxes. Ben Yoyada said that foxes are the most sly animal. They're sly, they are mimus. And therefore, the Yishayo said all these curses. Velonis Kara, Daito, Asha, Amar Lahem, and the last one, until he said, Yerhavu Anarm, Bizakain, the Zakainim will be swallowed up and overtaken by the Nar. Elu b'nei Adam, Shemnorm, and Amitzvos, Yiravu, B'mishim, Mula, B'mitzvos, Karimon. They will take over and overthrow those who are filled in mitzvos, like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. Vanikla, B'nichba, Yavo, Misha, Chamuros, Domos, Olav, Kakalos, holds of even serious mitzvahs and treats them lightly. The year of Abumisha Kalos Domos Lovke Chamuros. Meaning the spiritual low lives, so to speak, will take over in that generation. Ask the Klayakar in the beginning of Dvarim. Yishayahu Navi hated the Jews so much. Was this all a curse? Obviously not. So he's just kind of saying the mitzvahs of what's going to be. Right? You keep going down and down and down and going away from Torah and away from Torah, you're going to lose all of your defenses. You're going to lose anyone who has any zchus in your generation. So it's a klala, but it's not really klala. It's just kind of saying the future. And what's the last one? Why does it say, oh, until he got to the last one, then he was okay. So the Klei Yakar says, where do we have this earlier in history? Right, the younger ones ahead of the older ones, right? By the Meraglim, right? You came Bir Buvya. Came Bir Buvya, right? You all came. Kulchem, right, that was the pasuk in Dvarim when Moshe Rabbeinu was repeating Jewish history, right? And he says that Tikravon Elai Kulchem. Rashi quotes there pasuk Habeis Beirbuvia, in all mixed up. Meaning, what does Rashi quote? That the old people were pushed away by the young people. So what Yishayahu Navi was saying after all of these curses, so to speak, what was the last one? The old are pushed away by the young. I see where it all goes back to. I see it all goes back to the chait of the Meraglim. And he doesn't expand on this, but one could say, as Chazal sometimes continue the thought, if the Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have done the Meraglim, then they would have gone into Eretz Yisrael right away. And Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone with them because he wouldn't have been able to, wouldn't have had the whole story with Mei Meriva. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone in, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash, and it would have been forever. And they would have never gone into Galus. And that's how it connects here. So Yishayahu Navi is saying, oh, I see the roots of this whole idea here. That's what this one already, he says, Niskara Daito, I see where it all comes from. Right? It's not like just now here, it's gone back many generations. Okay. Amr of Katina, about 6 lines from the bottom. Afilu b'shaski shlona shal Yerushalayim. Even when Yerushalayim was faltering, lo pasku mehem ba'alei amana, certain people who at least had the midah of MS were still there. Shenemar. Kitfos Ishba Achiv, also in Shayo. As we know, he described this time period. Yitvos Ishba Achiv Beis Aviv Simla, right? Somebody would grab their friend and say, Simla Lecha Katzinti Yalanu, please be our leader. What does that mean? Dvarim Shebenei Adam Miskasin Kisimla. This is the drasha. What does it mean, Simla? Things that people hide like a Simla, meaning Torah. Yesh Antachas Yotcha. You know Torah. Please teach us. Vamachshela Hazos. What does that mean? By Vamachshela Hazos. Dvarim She'ein B'nei Adam Omdin Aleihem El Emkei Nichshal Bahem. Another word meaning Torah. Meaning Machshela, a stumbling block. In order to get to the depths of Torah, you first have to stumble and misunderstand it before you understand it. Yesh Antachas Yotcha. You have it. Yisa Bayomahu Lemar, and what is the answer of this person who they ask to teach them Torah? Lo Eyachovish, I'm not going to rule over you. Ubebesiin Lechem Ein Simla, I don't have any bread or clothing in my house. Lo Tisimuni Katsin Am, don't put me as a leader. So what does all that mean? Yisa, what does it mean? Yisa Ein Yisa Eloshin Shvua, the person swears. Shneamar Lo Tisa Shem Alokecha, person swears, I don't want to be your leader. Lo Eyachovish Lo Hayiti. I'm not so learned. No, I can't really teach you. You want me? You think I'm such a learned guy? I'm not. I'm not so learned. The Dilma. So this is the raya, by the way, that the Gemara brings, that there were people who still told the truth in Yerushalayim, because they're admitting of their ignorance. The Dilma Shani Asam, the Gemara says, how do you know that's a raya? Maybe there's different. The Amr Lehu Gamirna, Amri Leh, Eimalan. Because it's not that they're so truthful, but if they would say, okay, then they'll say, okay, give us a shir. They won't be able to say anything. So maybe it's what we would call a Milsa Da'avidi Ligluye. Right? It's not anything more than that. So Gemara says, Havalon Lememar Gamar V'Shachach. No, then he should have said, you know what? I used to know, but I forgot. Right? If they don't want to put themselves so low. My Lo'e Yechovish, what does it mean? I was never there. Lo'e Yechovish Klau. I was never there. So by saying that, instead of saying I knew and I forgot, that's a simon that there was still Ba'ale Amana in Yerushalayim. Eini, what do you mean? Is this really true? We have an opposite Chazal. V'yama Rava, Lo'chobo Yerushalayim, Achep Paskubi Mena Ba'ale Amana. Rather, Yerushalayim was destroyed when the all Ne'eman people were removed. Shene'amar, Shod Tu Bachutzos Yerushalayim. Look around. Re'una, Ude'u, Ubachu Bechovosea, search in its streets. In Timsu Ish, Yesh Ose Mishpat, Mivaki Shemuna Vestachla. Hashem says, find me one Emuna, one Maimon, one person who acts properly, and I'll forgive. There was nobody. So how can you say there were Ba'alei Amana left? So Lokasha, L'Habba Devei Torah, Rabba Maso Matan. In Torah or in business? In Torah, maybe they were truthful. They didn't know something. In business, they were not truthful. It's easier to be truthful in the base measures than to be truthful in the business world. More of a taiva, right? More of a yisahara outside. Tana Rabbanan. Rabosai, now we return to Maisa Merkava. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shei Rochim Alachamor. He was riding on a donkey. And they were on the derech, they were on the road. The Marsha says, why does that detail told to us? Because that's why they were allowed to talk in Maisa Merkava, because they were alone, right? They weren't with the other people. They were baderach. They weren't in the Beis Medrash. For Blazer, right? Every word in the Gemara teaches us something. So this is teaching. This is alluding. Reb Blazer ben Arach mechamer acharav. Reb Blazer ben Arach was following him. He was leading the donkey. Amar lo Rebbe, shanli peragechad b'Maisa Merkava. He asked Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, please teach me. Teach me Maisa Merkava. Amar lo. Lo kasha nisi lachem. Didn't I teach you? He said, you're not there yet, my dear student. You're not there yet. Where did this line come from that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai just quoted? It comes from the Mishnah that we just had, 2 daf ago. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived before Rebbe. 150 years before Rebbe. He lived by Chorban Abayas. Rebbe lived by the year 200. So this is another raya, that there were mishnayos. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi took all the mishnayos and organized them and edited them. But there were a lot of mishnayos that were floating around even before his time. Like we just said before, 600 or 700 sedarim. And he just filtered through them. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is quoting the Mishnah. Right, this is not like, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu quoting a pasuk from Tehillim. Right, that's also not to be understood literally. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is quoting a phrase. Right, so obviously it was there beforehand. So Amar lo Rebbe. So he says, I'm sorry, I can't teach you. So all of a sudden, Elizabeth Narok says, okay, you're not going to teach me? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Tarsheni lomar lefanecha davar echa shli matani. Let me teach you something that you taught me. Ask the Ben Yoyada. Ask the Marsha. What do you taught me? He just said he didn't learn. So they say, Ben Yoyada says it beautifully. There's a Gemara at the end of Shabbos, if you remember, Lozab ben Arach. The Gemara there says that he went on vacation to a place where there were a lot of great saunas and whirlpools. It was a place that you forget you're learning, the Gemara says. And he came back, they gave him an aliyah, and he couldn't even read HaKodesh HaZelachem. He says, HaKherish HaYisalibam. The Gemara, he says, I realize, can't go anywhere without Torah. So this is Lozab ben Arach. See, he forgot his learnings. That's what happened here. He says, I know, but teach it to me again. So he says, no, I don't think you're back on that level yet. So he says, well, I remember one thing, and he says it, and that's what Yochanan Menachem is going to say at the end. He's like, oh, I see you are there. So he says, let me tell you one thing that I remember that you taught me. Amar lo emar. Miyad, oh, says, okay. Miyad yorvei, Yochanan Menachem, miyad lachamar. So you see, Yochanan Menachem wasn't surprised. He got off his donkey. Vinis ativ yashav ala evan tachas azayis. He sits under the olive tree. And he says, teach me, or not teach me, tell me. Omer lo Rebbe, v'b'nima yorata melech amar. Why did you get down from the donkey? Amar. Efshar atadorish v'aysa merkava. V'shchina imanu. U'malachi asheris melavin osanu. V'anierka lech amar. I gotta be focused. I gotta stop. You can't teach me something while I'm driving. Right? You can't teach me. I gotta focus. So he got off the chamor, and he's ready to listen. But again, it's clear that he thought that he might know. That's why he got off. Miyad Paza was a rock in Maisa Merkava, Merkava. He starts talking in Maisa Merkava. I'm sorry, it was the Marsha that said that, not the Ben Yoyada. Ben Yoyada says, also asked the question, but the Marsha connects it to the Gemara and Shabbos. V'dorash v'yarda eish b'na shamayim. Eish came down from, fire came down from heaven. V'sivavah kol ho'ilanu shebasadeh. And it surrounded all the trees. Paschu, what is Paschu? Paschu, the Bach Yadzin, Kal ha'ilanos kulan. The trees started saying Shira. V'amru Shira. Rather, we know that the Shlomo HaMelech understood the wavings of the trees. Mashira amru, haluos Hashem in ha'aretz, tanin v'chol tamos, eish pri. V'chol arazim, halaluka. All the halalukas talk about nature singing. Ne'ena malach mino eish v'yamar. Heinin ma'isa amar kava. A malach came down and said, yep, this is it. This is ma'isa amar kava. Why did the Malachim just be Osek and Maisa Merkava? They have to come down to hear us be Osek? Because we have the Torah now. We have the Torah. So when we're Osek in it, even the Malachim come listen. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the Shagla Arosha, Rabbi Zakkai stood up and kissed him. V'amar Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shenosan Ben La'avram Avinu, Sheyodea Lahavin V'lachkar V'lidros Maisa Merkava. Wow, you're amazing. Why the connection to Avram Avinu? So again, the Marsha is Yisodah stick on this Gemara. Because Avraham Avinu was the first one to be Osek and Choker and try to delve into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he understood it even without a teacher. So Soto B'lazim and Arach. Maybe that's another parallel. He said it without even being taught at this stage. But it's Avraham Avinu. When we talk about a Maimon, we get into Avraham Avinu. Good. Yesh no adar reish vein noy mekayim. Some give a great drasha, but they don't fulfill it themselves. Noy mekayim vein noy adar reish. Ata no adar reish vein noy mekayim. You darshan it, then you live it. Shashrecha Avram Avinu. Shelazar ben Arach yosei mechalatzecha. Praise are you, Avram Avinu, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that you have such a descendant. Ukeshe namru hadvar lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. And when these words were said, in front of Rabbi Yehoshua, now we have the next story. Hayahu v'Rabbi Yosi Hakohen Malachim Aderach. They were also going on the way. Amru, Afanu Nidrash Maisa Merkava. Well, also, they heard about that amazing story where the fire came down on the Malachim and there was such a nachas from Hashem. So they said, also, we're going to get into it. Pasach Rabbi Yeshua v'Darash v'Oso Hayom Tkufas Tamas Hayah. It was a summer day. And all of a sudden, this Kashu Shamayim Ba'avim. It was the summer in Eretz Yisrael. And yet it became cloudy. It's never cloudy in Tammuz. Became cloudy. V'nirakim in Keshes Be'anon. They saw like a rainbow. Not a real rainbow. That's a simen klala. K'min Keshes Be'anon. V'yomalach e'asharis miskapsin uban l'shmoa. And they also came down to hear. K'bnei Adam she miskapsin uban liros b'mazmute chasin v'kala. Like people who gather around by a wedding. Sometimes by a wedding that there's somebody like doing something in the middle of the circle. And everybody's like trying to see what's going on in the middle. What's going on in the middle? That was the Malachim. Or the Malachim trying to see what is the getting close into get the front seat. Halach Rabbi Yosi HaKohen v'sibar adaram l'vnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He wanted to tell him. V'amar, and he said again, Ashreichem, v'ashrei oladechem. Interesting, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one that was very excited about my Simar Kava. Ashrei einai shekachro, praises the eye that saw. V'af ani, v'atem b'chalomi, mesubin hayinu al Sinai. And then he says to them, you know what? We were all on our Sinai. All of our neshamas were on Har Sinai. That's where this deep connection that we have with the Torah is from. V'nitna aleinu baskol min hashamayim. And a baskol even went out from heaven that said, alulakan va'alulakan. Come up. What does it mean, come up? It means come up in understanding. We weren't allowed to go on to Har Sinai. Right? There was an Isser. Isser of Skila. But Hashem just said at Har Sinai, have come up in Havana of Torah. And our neshamas were there, said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Traklin gedolim u'matzos nos mutzos lachem. You have palaces and beds ready for you. Atem v'talmidechem v'talmidechem mizumanim l'kat shlishis. You're mizuman to the third group. What do you mean, the third group? The Maritz Chayis here quotes from the Zohar and from elsewhere. There are different groups in terms of who sits closest to Hashem. In Shemayim, who sits closest, who has the greatest understanding. Remember the Rashi in Parshas Balak, where Rashi said that the Jews are going to be on the inside and the Malachim are going to be outside listening in. Right? What is Hashem saying? So we can reach even a higher level than the Malachim. So that's what he's saying. He's saying that you're Mizuma to be in the inner circle. The inner circle. Eini. Is this really true? Finishing up this section, Vatanya, that this story took place. Vatanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shlosha Arso, saying there were three incidents, right, speeches where Maaseh Merkava was expounded upon that we know about. Rabbi Yeshua hears the Dvarim Lefei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That was what we just saw. Rabbi Akiva hears the Lefei Rabbi Yeshua. Chananya ben Chachinoy hears the Lefei Rabbi Akiva. But the first story is not on the list. Filu Rabbi Elazar ben Arach lo kachashiv. Why isn't that one on this list? The Artsi va'artsi kamei kachashiv. It just lists people who said it and had it said in front of them. The artsy v'lo artsu kamei lo kachashiv. It doesn't say people that said it but didn't have it said in front of them by l'chor their talmidim. Ayva chanina ben chachinoy de lo artsu kamei v'kachashiv. He's also on the list, and it wasn't said in front of him. So why is it on? What is he on the list that he said it in front of Rabbi Akiva? The artsy miyakamei man da artsy. Well, Rabbi Akiva did both. So once you're saying Rabbi Akiva did both, you have to say who said it in front of Rabbi Akiva. So that's why Chanina ben Chachinoy is listed. But Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, it was only said, he only said it, but he didn't say it, he didn't get it said in front of him, so that's why he's not on the list. Okay, Rabosai, we stop here at Tanur Rabbanon. The next Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, we get into the Dalit Shenichlusu L'Pardes. That's coming up, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.